It's going. Don't talk back.
Nobody likes Craig. My levels are excellent.
Take out the papers and the trash. You will get no spending cash. If I sing much more, we'll have to pay. Yeah.
There he is.
Not to be confused with Yakety Sax. It's a whole different song.
Oh, I would have never confused it. Thank you.
So blame me. We got the worst possible Super Bowl result.
Oh, I always blame you.
Yeah. Now I have to root for the frickin' Philadelphia, and I hate it.
Yeah.
So I'm
you
just
choose to root for Philadelphia.
I'm only rooting for Saquon Barkley and not the rest of the team. That's what I'm going to do.
I don't like it.
No, I do not like it at all. But I don't want Kermit to win another Super Bowl, and I'm sick of seeing Taylor Swift on my football.
Nope. I love seeing Taylor Swift on my football. I absolutely want him to win another Super Bowl because I've already copywritten the phrase hat trick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
And I stand to cash in.
Okay.
Unless you ruin it.
I'm gonna.
Rooting for the Philadelphia Eagles.
I am rooting for the stupid Philadelphia Eagles.
You would.
I believe Sarsat was in for the win. I don't know. I'm not
sure.
Yeah,
he was.
Okay.
And good on him for being able to see now.
Yeah.
I'm pumped. That seems like great news.
Could he not see before?
I got a call from my brother in the middle of the week. I'm like, oh, this can't be good. And then he was like, oh, yeah, surgery went great. And I'm like, surgery? I thought that was the beginning of February. I'm like, all right, cool, congrats. So he had eye surgery, and he can see now, and it's great.
Nice.
And then
seeing is the best.
I went in to go tell Karen, and she was like, I'm like, yeah, I just got a call from my brother. And she was like, well, oh, was it about the surgery? And I'm like, God damn it.
Why does everybody know about this but me?
I'm the only one who can't remember anything. I'm almost ready.
Right on.
Getting his eye fixed has not corrected his spelling, though. That's his problem.
Right. But phonetically, it works for me.
Okay. I think I'm good.
Right on.
Good enough.
Good enough for government work. That's what I think every day. Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 451st installment. We still should have ended on an even number. Now we're stuck.
Huh.
Oh, the Postal Warriors 3. I'm Craig. We got Ian. We got Ray. It got up to like 40. Like, it's almost like balmy outside.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And now it's the windiest it's ever been.
It was super windy for a little while there.
I'm hoping that soon the lumber in my backyard that's being used to add onto my house will be not covered in snow so that we can maybe continue. Oh, well.
But it is winter. And
this could be the week.
I don't know if I talked to you guys. Did I tell you that Erica got a new car?
No.
I have heard this information, but I did not hear it from you.
Okay.
I heard you traded in the Caddy.
We did. We did trade in the Cadillac because we got sick of taking it to Pittsburgh every time it needed work.
Right.
So we ended up with a car that has even more features we'll never use.
Jeep Grand Cherokee?
Yeah, with like the super overland off-roading package, which we'll never use because we don't off-road. But man, I can independently change the height of the suspension and lock the differentials and like do all kind of crazy features. And I'm like, I'm never going to use any of this. I'll probably
already do that for me. I am out of luck.
I will probably use the four-wheel drive, you know, sometime. But that's...
You said words.
I'm like, wow, I got a car where I can lock the differential. That's fun. But yeah, it's bigger on the inside than the Cadillac.
Nice.
The biggest part is that, you know, if you remember, the Cadillac has like, you know, 1 square foot of trunk space because you can't carry anything in it. This car is nothing but trunk space. Like, it's like a giant... Like, I watched a video on this car. And people are like, hey, did you know that if you really, you know, you're going off-roading, you can put a full-size blow-up mattress in the back of this thing and sleep on it? And I went, all right.
I know Craig. He'll go camping every weekend with that.
Yeah, buddy. I'll go camping on my drive where I stop at a hotel somewhere. All right. Anyway, that was my news for the week. Because we went to go look at a car and then came home in one.
Nice. Well done.
Yeah, it wasn't really super planned, but yeah.
Planned enough.
Yeah.
Well played, sir.
All right, so this is the week of January 29th through February 5th. Advance shout out to my wife because her birthday's coming up.
Ooh.
Whoop, whoop.
And you're a 7-day 4-star crash. This week you had Wolfsbane versus the Disco Dazzler. Did you Wolfsbane?
Negative, but I'll get there. Perhaps tonight after the show.
Did you try?
Negative.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's pretty easy fight.
Just out of my grasp.
Yeah.
Yep. If I need to champion Wolfsbane, I may just choose to do that.
I mean, Wolfsbane's pretty good and Dazzler's useless, yeah. So.
Yeah, both are true.
Don't tell Greg, but I nearly got whooped.
Ooh, really? That's close.
Yeah, Dazzler fired off her powers way faster than I expected. And I definitely had less than 1,000 hit points. I was like, oh no, I'm going to lose this.
Oh, yeah, I just completely motored out. I'm like, you know, I got, you know, wolves were, you know, biting things on the screen and stuff was happening. It was all over.
I got to fire the wolves twice and she immediately matched three of them away on her first move both times.
Nice. Yeah, I did not have that experience. Coming up number next on Monday, it is Whoop 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 versus Doom. Nice. And probably, I don't know, I'm assuming Doom.
A different kind of Doom?
Yeah, why not?
Sure. I would double up on fighting the Doom.
Marvel is getting ready for a big Doctor Doom crossover event thing, so why not?
Yeah.
That's Mr. Fantastic for those who haven't been playing along.
Go back and listen to the last 450 episodes.
And find the one where Greg made that one reference.
That's right. That's right.
Where we spend half the episode saying, imagine that.
Oh, I forgot about that. Very good. You have the accent. That's right. Imagine that. All right. Storyland, you got Strange Sights is running. That'll get you a Mohawk. That new Captain Britain and some Rye Will I Ams. Placement is Luna Snow and some of the 5-star Imperius Rex. Tomorrow, boss event. We'll talk about that here in the news. In the Soul Season, you got 4 days left if you're looking to get those Soul Season rewards. Right now, Trial by Combat is running She-Hulk, X-23, Yondu, and Ghost Pool. Ray, you want to talk about the team event? Or you want to talk about Psylocke? Your dealer's choice.
Yeah, let's do Psylocke.
All right, well, go ahead.
So, I don't know. I didn't have it open. You hit me with this completely blank. Psylocke is getting a rebalance?
Ooh,
yeah, we knew that was coming. Didn't we? Didn't we talk about that before?
I don't listen to this show, yo.
I think it was announced, but like this is the details.
Yeah, yeah. So, so she has new powers. Her red power... it looks like it does a little bit more damage, but not a lot.
Sweet.
It costs 8 still. It doesn't look like a big improvement. Sorry. What's up with that?
One of the other powers makes it cost less.
Oh, okay.
It makes itself cost less as you get red strength tiles. You remember, it gets cheaper.
Yep. Nice.
Oh, and it's creating, okay. It creates, the strike tiles when fewer than 3 exist. Okay, sure. All right.
And now it goes down to a minimum of 4 instead of 5.
See, you already know about this. Why am I trying to do this?
I'm reading on the screen right this second.
Okay. So there's also a difference between the with the 4-star when it's been ascended and 5-star. The damage goes up a little bit more significantly. Like the 4-star goes up from 6,000 to 10,000. So it's a little bit better. I mean, at the 3-star, though, it's not going up hardly at all. That's what I was looking at. But, you know, your ascendant is going to be a lot stronger.
I like the fact that the 3-star one, it starts out at 856 damage, which went to 1,300. The 4-star is 1,400, which went up to 2,400. But then if you get a 5-star one, it goes all the way up to 15,000.
Yeah.
And now does 25,000 after the rework.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh.
So the blue, her blue power is a significant change.
This is the Wielder.
This is the one where you'd put out a countdown tile and it'd be matched away and nothing would happen. Or it would go off and also nothing would happen.
Well, or the match is over before it ever actually went off.
Yeah, sure. It's supposed to steal up to 4 AP from the largest color pool and increase the strength of a random strike, protect, or attack tile. But it never did.
The countdown's just way too long.
Yeah.
Nope.
But,
way too long.
But now it's a passive.
Ooh.
At the start of her turn, increase the strength of 2 strike, attack, protect tiles in that priority order. Interesting. Increase by 48, and then if an enemy AP pool is greater than 8, steal 2 AP from the largest enemy pool.
Guaranteed steal on a passive if they're stocking up. Yeah. That's real nice.
That's
awesome.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it really is.
As it goes up in level, it increases the amount it improves the tiles, and how many tiles of level 5, it does 3 tiles instead of 2. All right.
Yeah, whatever.
But yeah, the automatic steal is, that makes her a good thief.
Yeah, that blue power just put, I mean, legit just put a big old smile on my face.
Yeah, because it used to be so bad. You're like, why am I even doing this?
It's so good now. It's ridiculous. I love it.
It's much better.
Good for you, Psylocke. Betsy Braddock's having a big day in the game.
Yeah, big week. Yeah, anyway.
Yeah. Coming up, Braddock.
And then, let's see, her side katana, which is black, still costs 6 AP. This is the one where she comes out, slashes her side katana, and does a little bit of damage. Let's see, it changed, deals, instead of 535, it deals 755 damage, converting a basic black tile to a strength 126 attack tile. Yeah, that goes up to a strength 420, and dealing 1489 damage. Meh.
That's acceptable at a level 3.
Yeah, this is, that it's okay.
Yeah, for 6... I think it's priced fairly.
That's true. It is 6. That's not much.
Yeah. Add 420 to future, you know, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. So, and then, of course, the Ascended versions are way better, dealing up to 21,500 damage for 6 AP. That's not bad at all. I don't even think I have a 4-star Ascended, though.
Well, I don't think I do either.
No. But, you know, after the rework, maybe we'll see some more of her, and I'll get an Ascended one. Who knows? But, it's a pretty decent rework. I mean, just that blue power by itself makes it worth it.
Now, in a surprise thing, they'll pop a Brian Braddock on us when Ian's not looking.
Yeah.
That'll be super exciting.
I can't handle that. Too much excitement.
All right, so there you go. There's your rework. I think that's about it.
Yeah. The new costume.
New costume also? That's awesome.
Yeah.
I didn't even see that. Is that in that article?
It's in the title.
Okay.
Yep.
Something that apparently I didn't link to it here because I forgot. Ian, you're the person who likes those 3-star and 5-star weeks.
I feel like you're misleading our audience, but I'll take it. Yes, okay. I love those weeks, Craig.
Well, they're discontinued. They're gone.
Oh, my heart is breaking.
We're going back just to 4-stars and 5-star new characters.
Okay.
So there's news for you.
I can get my head above water.
Yeah. So tomorrow we have the boss event, the good old come and get me Thanos battle. Wow, this is an excitement yawn.
A lot of excitement all of a sudden. I don't even remember the premise of this one.
This one has all the special tiles. When you match them, different things happen. I always thought it was a little too easy, but...
Oh, the ones with the Infinity Stones on the board.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that's dope if that's the one it is.
Yeah. It makes it pretty easy. I mean, in the beginning, it's way too easy, but...
Yeah, that's my speed.
Yeah, the one where you make, what is it, the red match or whatever, and he just, like, dies because it's too much damage.
For sure, or the green match. Whichever.
Which blows up all the green? Yeah. So that is running, starting tomorrow, running through the second. It says, hey, note, this is not a permanent change, but there will be no heroic version this time.
Okay.
They didn't really say why, but they said instead regular awards were adjusted... to add a mix of tokens and support items.
Oh, nice.
Since you can't go and get those in the heroic. What it's got here? Just a slew of required characters there, including Gorgon, and Captain Britain type. So, it seems like it's been a while since we played Thanos.
Yeah, I agree.
So, that's the news, really.
Nice.
And, here's to having to drink a lot on Super Bowl Sunday so I can stomach down having to root for the Philadelphia Eagles.
No dice. Yeah. You could always root for the Kansas City Chiefs.
I could not. Cannot do it.
That's on you. No drinking to be had. No. You have to drive.
It's true. Willie, is there anything in the mailbag?
There is. Over on the D3 forums, also known as the 505 forums, TJ, your author, said, sorry, guys, no Batroc joke here this week, but I would like to see if my predictions are right twice in a row. My first gut reaction to the clue, birds of a feather, is to claim it'll be Starling, the granddaughter of Vulture and girlfriend of Miles Morales. However, we are still in the X of Swords season, which implies mutant characters. While I could cite Icarus, a brother of both Cannonball and Husk, He's way too obscure to debut him before his most famous siblings. If we assume, as the pattern seems to be, that we're getting a two-star, and Warren Worthington doesn't have any two-star, my guess is we're getting a classic costume angel. Let me copy his, I forgot to do this in advance. He sent an image. I can also see a 3/5-star split tied in with the short-lived Krakoa series, X-Core, with the corporate Warren sharing the stage with his series partner, Monet/Penance?
Penance, yeah.
I don't know Monet, but, I mean, I know the artist, but I don't know. Anyway, Penance, though. Well, since they're not doing 3/5s, probably not.
I think, it, you know, I like this feather thing. I didn't think about it. How about Thunderbird, if you're going to stick with X-Men?
Samurai, I don't think it'll be Count de Monet.
De Monet.
Count de Money. I don't know. I kind of like the idea of Starling, but I really don't think so. But
I had no idea who that character was. I've never heard of them.
Vulture's granddaughter. I've never either. But I like. Yeah, clearly. I just like the idea.
Yeah. All right.
I'm still sticking with my Captain Falcon theory.
Solid theory. No, this is the end. All right, I'm back.
That it? Of course, Falcon doesn't have feathers. So, you know, in MCU, cool. He's got the metal wings. So.
Yeah, well, his sidekick has got feathers. Of course, that's not in the MCU either.
Right.
Well, I don't know.
But that's it.
Willie, have more mail?
That was all that's in the mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
All right. Well, Willie can first tell me who won the board game bracket last week.
Oh, sure. We do have that. So last week we had Chess versus Clue. And I think this was a fairly tight one, but 60% of the vote. Drumroll, please. Chess passes.
Wow.
Okay. That was competitive. That was fair. I like those results.
Let me update my bracket here.
So Chess moving on to the final four.
All right, Ray, tell us what we got this week.
So, I don't know. Are we going across? Are we doing Catan and Trivial Pursuit?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okie doke.
That's right.
So, yeah, two legendary games.
All right, Ian was supposed to do this.
Yeah.
We already lost.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just quietly choking to death. By that, I mean loudly. But yes, this week we have Catan. Anybody want to tell them a little bit about Catan and why they might want to vote for Catan?
That should be Ray.
Yeah, I think Craig would just tell you why you shouldn't vote for it.
That's fair.
So Catan is like this is off the top of my head. It's like a very basic civilization creation kind of game. Like, it's really reliant upon where the dice rolls as to what resources you get. But then, just to throw a wrench in it, you get to trade your resources with other players basically whenever you want, which just really makes it weird and a discussion about who can trade what for how much, and it's just up to the characters what they trade. So if you know somebody is looking to build a road, you can stop them by not giving them that resource that they need. Yeah, it's an interesting game. It doesn't rely on luck that much. I mean, you can get lucky with the die rolls and get everything that you need at just the right time, but usually you don't. I don't know. I found it amusing. I wouldn't say I'm a big fan of Catan, but it's okay.
There's Catan in Space now.
Yeah.
It's one of the newer versions.
Never seen it, but it sounds interesting.
I'm going to talk about Trivial Pursuit, you know, the classic board game straight out of Canada in 80-something. I remember what year Pursuit actually became big. But we all know it. We all love it. You know, you go around the board, you get your pie pieces, you do the thing, making it the second greatest trivia board game of all time. It's really high up there. Only falls behind Remote Control, which is the best. But as we all know, Trivial Pursuit comes in every flavor in the known world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have a special interest, there's likely a Trivial Pursuit version catered to that interest where you can stomp all your friends because, you know, that is your specialty.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like Catan, but I love Trivial Pursuit.
Yeah, Trivial Pursuit is the bomb.
It really is.
But everybody else should decide if that's the bomb or not for them. Might not be.
So you can either click on the ram or the
sheep. It's a sheep.
The wedge. It's a sheep and it's a wedge. It's a yellow Trivial Pursuit pie wedge.
It's a sheep with horns. Yellow, doesn't that make it a ram?
Yeah, we're going to do this. Still a sheep first. Right.
You can't trade for rams
in Catan. Rams in Catan.
And as we know, the yellow piece is literature.
Yeah.
No, that's history.
Oh, it is. Arts and literature is brown.
Literature is brown. Yeah, arts and literature is brown. I guess it depends which version you're playing, but in the genus, however you edition. All right. Oh, boy, here we are. All right, once again, then. Hi, I'm Hans.
Oh, I'm Franz.
And we just want to pump. You up.
If you look, Baron Dieck is making the argument that that's an ear. It is not an ear. You look at that. Look at that sheep. That is distinctly that is not an ear. It's a horn. Come on.
All right.
Ray, ear shaming sheep. How dare you?
Oh, you know what? There's nothing boosted because boss.
Correct. Someone told me there was some sort of Thanos event going on.
So I did. I forgot.
Nothing boosted. So this week, the infographic showcases, I believe, one of Samurai's more recent builds. It is the Shackleton's Endurance in Lego form, which is miraculous in my mind.
That is so nice looking.
It really is. Look at
that. I like that a lot.
Yeah, it's a great build. It's just so exceptionally specific. I'm having trouble processing it in Lego form. But you did a magnificent job. Check out the infographic, Shackleton's Endurance. So yeah, go play that Thanos event. Maybe it's fun. No boosted characters this week. Thanks as always to Mystify, though.
Yeah. Ian, do you have a pop and a pop?
I do.
Ooh.
I do. I have both. So, the first of the pops. Wait, which one? I start with pop again. Come on, Ian, get it together. So, this week, I decided to jump the line and go for what I thought was going to be my favorite. And I was, punished for my impatience. And the Saranac root beer is really ho-hum. Mm. I don't know when people, this leaning into the anise flavor of root beer thing started, but it needs to end. I'm telling you here and now, it needs to end. Swap that out with a little vanilla, and now you've won me back. Or just a little more root caramel flavor. No to the anise. Hooray to the alternatives. So it wasn't terrible. I drank the whole thing without too much complaint, but I'm not going to go back for another one.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Yeah. On the other end, Craig, what happens when you cook a Yorkshire pudding in a muffin tin? Any ideas?
It pops.
You get a popover?
You do get a popover. Yeah, buddy.
Nice.
The greatest of breakfast breads. One of the finest pastry treats in the world. The popover that can double as a meal.
I had to think about it there for a second.
Yeah, that was solid. Yeah, I mean, I don't go attend enough brunches, but when I do, I always target the popover. These are not something I would normally make at home, but they are a treat. And like all things, I prefer savory to sweet. Mm. But yeah, so this week, meh for a Saranac root beer, and a heck yeah for a popover. Then that's thanks as always to Magnify.
Have you made jumping?
That sounder was
unexpected.
Yeah, a little bit. I don't know why. I've been doing this show for quite a few years now, so. But yeah, it's I'm almost there. I'm just clicking through some ads and rewards so that I can get to the
some VIP rewards. Buy this, buy that thing, buy the other thing.
Yep. I'm getting to it. Let me see where we are now. I'm gonna open a token, aren't I?
Yeah, I hope so.
I am. It's going to be a Talos Skrull Warlord.
Talos
Delusion? Granted. Yes, the very same.
All right. Anybody watch that new Spider-Man cartoon yet?
I think that
debuted today, maybe. The Disney Plus has a new Spider-Man, your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man cartoon.
Oh. I'll give it a whirl after the show.
All right.
I didn't even know it was a thing.
Nope, I just learned about it right now, and I'm on board.
All right, are you doing more than one? Today?
Negative,
I am not.
Oh, okay.
What? My neighbor is champed.
Oh.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah, buddy, thank you.
Well, I'm just doing one, and I got a 4-star. I know him. It's Star-Lord, the oldest trick in the book.
All right, I'm going to hit one here. It's 4-star. Cindy Lou Who, Silk.
Nice.
Yeah, I managed to. I think it was yesterday, maybe, I got my... Champion Namor.
Nice. That was a well-timed push. I'm glad it was so fruitful.
Let's see. Where is the Namor? I don't know whatever level that turns him into. I guess I can type in the word Namor.
Wow. thrilling stuff, Greg.
280. He's at 480 or 451.
Ah, so you got 451. One more. Mine is still at a 333 with 800 shards. I am not close.
All right, look at me, champion and a brand new 5-star before Ray for the first time ever.
Yeah, just need a little motivation. You got there fast.
Yeah, well, now as soon as that 5-star dazzler hits, I will dump all the tokens again.
Yeah. Opening Dazzler tokens, cruising in your Jeep Cherokee. You're living the high life, dude.
I will be living the high life. And drinking a high life, too.
Totally. Champagne and beers.
It is the champagne and beers. thanks, so to the OG, this guy.
This guy.
Ian, what's on the podcast network these days?
The champagne of podcast networks. Ooh. It's the soon-to-be-named network. Available at soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com. We broadcast alongside several other excellent podcasts, and we all have links to our home pages on soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com. The Lamborghini of champagne podcast networks.
Who knew champagne was from France? Did not know.
So, he has made his way into my YouTube algorithm, and I keep seeing clips of interviews that he's does about how cowbell has, like, ruined his life.
Because people ask him about it all the time?
he said Will Ferrell ran into him at a play, like, 9 years after that, and he was like, Will, you know that ruined my life. I was out having my Italian lunch food, and the waiter said, Chris, would you like some more cowbell with your pasta primavera? he has said many times, apparently, cowbell just haunts him.
Shame for Walken, but boy, that's still funny.
Absolutely. Some of my favorite sketches of all time are Christopher Walken-based sketches.
Yeah, you're not wrong. I am so far behind the SNL right now, though, so I really got to catch up before the big episode comes.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
The Timothy Chalamet was solid.
Yeah, it was.
I was there for it.
He did double, right? He also was the music?
He did. He sang some Bob Dylan tunes.
He picked some Bob Dylan tunes that nobody had ever heard of, unless you were a Bob Dylan fan.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I mean, I have to give him probably 99.99% of Bob Dylan songs. I don't know them.
Sure.
So.
Right. These were like super deep cuts. He was really into it. And all this, there were so many sketches that were just plain silly. Just nonsense. I loved it.
I have to check it out. Anything else for the good of the order?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I might be in the clear.
Okay. Well, everybody can have a happy Groundhog's Day coming up on Sunday.
Ooh.
Where you can check the winter. And if you want to come to Pennsylvania and go to, Gobbler's Hill, Gobbler's Knob?
There you go.
It's something like that. You could
Gobbler's
go see.
Gobbler's Knob is correct in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, you can go see some old guys pull a groundhog out of a hole. It gets angry. They put him back and tell you more winter.
Yeah.
He doesn't get that angry. I've seen real angry groundhogs. You don't want to mess with them.
Well, I think this one's probably, well fed and pretty satiated.
Yeah, pretty domesticated, really.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, everybody, for joining in. Comments, suggestions, please send them into Willie's mailbag, and we can talk about them next week. If you want to throw us a bone, you can go to our webpage, click on that Amazon banner, and buy yourself some stuff for Groundhog's Day. So remember, kids, it's best for one who hits the bottle to let another use the throttle. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.